I never like to break my promise. And that is why when we had a part one session with this man, I said when he comes back for part two, we are not going to take any international or local story. It doesn't matter how important it is. It doesn't matter if it's a breaking news story. I have to honor him in the manner in which I promised the entire nation. So that is why we're starting straight right from the beginning with him. And you can go onto the YouTube channel if you want to follow the story there. You can watch him. He's straight from work, so he looks very businesslike. He's just taken his tie off in respect of his vocal cords. So we're looking forward to a conversation with him. And when we engage, guys, with legends, there's one thing that's abundantly clear. There's never enough time to capture their stories. Just as the conversation starts to gain momentum, you and I know it comes to an end. But also, we try now and again to bring them back for another exciting round because they do truly deserve it. And today, we are thrilled to welcome back this remarkable individual. Our first discussion, though, was filled with a lot of insights and unforgettable moments. And now he's here again to share even more of his invaluable stories as well as his wisdom, of which he has plenty. Well, he's experienced every facet of football, I can tell you that, fully understanding the highs and lows of this beautiful game. And as we celebrate his life, we'll also take a thoughtful journey down memory lane, though, reliving his most iconic career moments. So all I can say to you is get ready to be inspired and amazed by this exceptional athlete as he guides us through his incredible journey. And even beyond his playing days, he continues to exemplify what it means to be a consummate professional. Even more than that, somebody who arrives for interviews 30 minutes early. You know, we got to respect him for being a consummate professional, even post his playing days. Comes here with his nail clipper and is here just taking care of business. He's, you know, he's an easy kind of guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Ba is back. Siboniso Kaqa, good to see you.
No, thanks. Thanks for the second invite, Rob.
Kept my promise, right?
No, for sure. Same here.
Well done. Thanks. Are you sorted with Vodacom?
No. No, I'm not.
It's still ongoing?
Yeah, it's still ongoing. And that's the unfortunate part. But at least I know now the people behind it.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
So you've made further investigations and you found that there are people behind it?
Yeah, I suspected a few, but I mean, I concluded, I mean, after we had our chat here, now I'm fully aware and, I mean, you know, sometimes you ask yourself, why do you have to go through such things?
It's a deliberate thing.
Yeah. It's a racial thing as well. It's ngesiZulu sithi umona. Because we as footballers, as you will know, there's this notion about us, this narrative that we know good. When you pursue something that people, it seems as if you deviated from the norm, you know, deviated from this narrative of being a useless person, you know, in the society. Then certain individuals, they then think that, I mean, who do you think you are? Why are you deviating from what has always been, you know, a norm? They are aware that you're going to inspire and then you're going to change a lot of lives of people like myself, of my people of my color, people that come from the same industry.
Sure.
Which is football. So I don't know if it's a threat or maybe I don't know exactly what they see from me that they're willing to take that risk. That if they're exposed, then it becomes a serious matter.
Would you say they tap into your phone?
Yeah, of course. And one of the alleged person, he works at Vodacom, funny enough.
Okay.
It's crazy.
And you've taken legal action against, or you are in the process
I'm just giving them enough time to realize that it's not going to work.
And you've made enough research for you to openly and publicly say that?
Yeah, of course. Of course, Rob.
But is it a person that you know?
Yeah, these are my neighbors, man. I'm talking about neighbors. I'm not talking about a stranger that lives in, I don't know, Port Elizabeth. These are like literally my neighbors.
So what is the threat? What is it that you possess that is a threat to them?
It's a racial thing. I'm not supposed to live in an estate. I've post my career. Maybe I was meant to leave, be bankrupt, then they kicked me out. But a number of issues is
so they knew that you're a football player, but they also knew that your career is coming to an end. And like you've rightfully said in the past, and I'll take you back to 2019 about what you said about what you've seen of other football players. You said that after retirement, players go back to the same poverty that they came from. Those were your words. You remember that?
No, for sure. I'm fully aware. And we know that's the reality. It's not like, I mean, I'm talking about an abstract. These are things that we've witnessed. Mm-hmm. We've had other legends on the same seat.
Sure.
That are unfortunately going through such difficulties. So it's not something that we are not aware of.
How do you want to see this end, though? Because I worry about you. I think we were talking as a team here to say that we wish that this saga comes to an end so that you can focus on your new journey. You can focus on what we see in you now. You're in court with some big shot lawyers and senior counsels and so on. And that's the apaka that we want to see. We don't want to see somebody who's now having to go to court to go and defend or show evidence that so-and-so is trying to get at him. We don't want that.
No, for sure. I don't want that for myself, too.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, people have done a number of things. And within the estate where I live, I've filed a number of complaints to the estate.
But then something like what?
They'll drop it. It's hectic, yeah. I wish I have brought the paper trail. Yeah.
But give me about three examples of things that have.
I mean, some they've even were caught within my property, and such was also filed as a complaint to the estate manager. But I was ignored. They are the fortunate one because they have an office that protects them. Mm. And like I said, it's a racial thing, umona and. And I don't know what I've done that I'm still trying to figure it out. What is it that I've done? Not a criminal, Rob. Mm. I don't commit crime. I'm scared of God. I try and do the right things. I try to assimilate to this so-called civilization. But it is unfortunate that there's this repudiation towards me that, no, even if he does the correct thing, even if he assimilates to this so-called civilized society, we're still going to violate his natural and conditional rights. That's unfortunate part, Rob.
Again, to break it down into something simple, it's not like you are the rebel on the estate. It's not like you host parties until 4 a.m. I've never thought of you in that way. So when they come through and they transgress and they get into your personal private property, what is it that they're looking for? What is it that they're doing?
Number one is to sell and leave. And then the person that looks like them then buys and then he moves in. And then there's that segregation.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are systematic issues, you know. And these are things that are institutionalized, you know. They are formed. The good thing about me is that these are human beings like myself.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just wonder, what is it that they are thinking? You know, I want to get into their mind and figure it out. Why do you hate another human being based on his fragmentation, the color of his skin? Maybe it's because I have this, I'm a benevolent person. I'm a kind person. Maybe it's because I love humans. I celebrate humility. I celebrate human beings. Maybe that's why I don't understand. Because others, they've got this hatred towards the people that they don't look like them.
It's crazy, though, because you're also a worldly person. So when I say worldly, I say it because you've played domestic football. You fought tooth and nail to have your contract in Belgium finally given the okay. That's when you went to Lycée. And you met people of a different kind over there, as you would if you had to travel to India or if you had to travel anywhere else. So your experience of, let's say, different cultures, races, different personnel, basically is different. And if I describe you as worldly, you wouldn't argue against that.
Please repeat the last part.
I'm just saying that if I had to describe you as a worldly person, you wouldn't say no to that. I mean, you wouldn't object to that because you are well-traveled.
You've
integrated and been with many different sectors in the
different
world.
Different cultures. And also, there are those who have evolved. There are those who are still primitive in their own thinking. So you know, you try and understand those who are still living in the past, and then those who evolve, they're okay. You don't have to explain anything. But in South Africa, it's worse because it shouldn't even be a primitive thinking. You should be also have advanced based on the fact that this is a country of different diversity. You know, there's so much diversity, different multiculturalism. Mm. So what I don't understand, what are you thinking? That's what I fail to understand, because I don't understand someone who does something knowing very well that when it comes out, then it's a problem.
That is crazy, you know. And I say it's crazy simply because, again, the irony of the day that we said we're celebrating and the entire world is celebrating today, the International Mother Language Day, says something. You know, we're saying, guys, let's embrace each other, because we might not be able to speak it fluently. We might not be able to speak it in the way that you do, because it's your birthright to speak in that way. But we're saying, let's embrace it.
Friday nights, always. This is how we do it. About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Holy Filling here. And good evening to the MSW Shoulders. And good evening to Sponi Soka. Seems to me that he has kept himself very busy away from the football pitch, because if my memory serves me well, and if I heard a little bit correctly, he is a BA law graduate. Congratulations to you, my good sir. Congratulations. But hey, I know at some point your heart is going to be on the football pitch. So I'm going to have to ask you, if you have been watching football, which is the one team that really tickles your fancy? Which is that one team that you really enjoy watching in the PSL right now? That's what I want to find out from you. Again, congratulations on your graduation into a BA law degree, if I'm not mistaken, and wish you good health and everything of the best. Great job as always. Thanks.
Olufelang, thank you so much indeed. It's not just BA law. Please tell us more. I don't want to say it for you. You say it to us.
No. I mean, but thanks for your kind words, and also for your question. I'm just going to correct you with the first part. I think it's the second. Yeah, the first part. Mm-hmm. My first degree, it's my undergrad, as they call it, Bachelor of Arts, which obviously I was, you know, my proclivity, as they would say.
Yeah.
I've always been a political. I've always loved politics.
Yeah.
So, and also, and the society, you know, within the space of politics. So I did political science and social studies. And then that was the first one. And then obviously the second one is the LLB. Yeah.
And you're going to do more?
Yeah, maybe. I'm looking at sports law. Mm. We don't have that at VET. So I know tax has. Tax they do have. And I think if I'm correct, UJ, but I'll still have to find out about that. I might do that.
You want to represent, you want to change the landscape. I mean, what about sports and law are you worried about?
It's not that I think I'm not worried. Mm-hmm. I think I should just correct that. I'm not worried. It's not that I want to change things, you know. I just want to understand things. That's number one. I think the primary focus is to understand the regulation within, obviously, soccer and sports in generally. And then once you then have that information, you can expand if you feel like there are a few things that needs to be changed. But if not, then you can't, you don't, I'm not going to change, or maybe addition.
Yeah, but what frustrated you though? Because you've done the practical. So the beautiful thing about you is that you've done the practical, which is be part of sport and be part of football professionally. So now all you're going to be doing is flipping that and using it as a theoretical charge now to try and see and learn, like you say. But what frustrated you the most as a professional when it came to things of a legal nature?
It's not per se frustration. I believe that I've always had people saying, or sometimes I witness myself, that post our careers, there's always this challenge. It's always been there. It's not something new. It's not something that started yesterday. Even before I started football, you know, even if before I started professional football, we've always had these issues. So my concern is, it is a constant thing. It's a continuation thing. Therefore, there's no way all these individuals are the same. There's no way all these individuals are careless with their monies. There's no way all of them, there's so much similarities. It can't be. These are different generations. I then looked at it. I said, no, man, maybe systematically, let me start looking at that.
But what do you think it is, though? And you are right. And you've said before in previous interviews that these are the same people who, in their bank accounts back then, had millions of rands. And for whatever reason, those millions of rands have shrunk and have become zero rands. And there's nothing that is available. So what do you think contributes to that? Because at the time, and remember, someone is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I've never been a professional player of anything. Your flights to and from games are paid for. The hotels to and from are paid for. Your kids, your jerseys, your tracksuits, all of those things are paid for in the time that you are playing sport. So your salary comes in, and instead of being wise about what to do with it or park it somewhere like they do in Belgium and other parts of the world, guys want to buy duplicate cars. So as people like Kabo Lovers Mushara would say, that they bought two of the same BMWs. Mm. He doesn't understand why he did that, but he did at the time.
Mm.
And we see it happen time and time again. What do you attribute it to, though?
To be quite honest with you, there are a number of things that, I mean, we can now start investigating, you know. But like you've said, I've played the game. I was in that space myself. I've made a couple of mistakes, like everyone else. And I also make some correct decisions. But what's funny about this decision was just talks, you know, just someone advising you, say, do this, do that, and then you do it. However, why I'm saying systematically is the fact that I was introduced at some point to a forum in Pretoria while I was at SuperSport. This forum was organized by rugby people. So I thought, let me go in and find out what's going on here. And then I was told by a gentleman that what they do in rugby is, once they've promoted a player, they will then, this player have a financial advisor. That's standard. They sometimes take them as a group and say, okay, this is the amount that as a group you have. Therefore, let's go to a bank and maybe there's five of them. Let's go to a bank and ask for like 60 million rand because there's a group. And then they'll go, if there's a new development, an estate, they'll take that money and put it as an investors. You see where I'm going? Then this is a lifetime thing for them.
Yeah.
But it's well-structured, well-organized. It's not an individual that you just, there's someone advise you and then you decide to make the right call or the bad call. It's structured.
Mm-hmm.
It everyone else is aware of it. And it's unfortunate that we come from, I'm not saying public school is not that great. There are public schools that are great. But we come from that side of the world. And then with the other counterparts or other side of the world, they come from private school, which are well structured. So if I'm good at rugby, I will have to go to a private school. I doubt that will then play cricket. It's the selection, the competition within that private sector. So There's a lot that needs to be done, but I'm not saying this. I mean, I'm not saying we are. It's so bad that we're not doing anything right. The absolutely right things. People they earn good money, and then they make bad decisions. You know, it's not entitled to only to our the admin. Also, us players, we have an obligation and the duty to look after ourselves.
But then, and I'm glad you used the rugby analogy, because the rugby union for players is probably one of the most structured, one of the most well-run, and well-run by a former Springbok himself. Somebody who knows the game inside out. Somebody who knows the pitfalls of structuring a contract, or if X company comes in to sponsor the team, that you as a player should be getting X amount of money. So the union, firstly, is well-structured. Secondly, and you're more than correct in how you analyze it. My worry is it should also be the club's duties in football to put them through a learnership, because you know the struggles, and you've been 100% correct to say, when you come from that when you make that jump and all of a sudden you're a superstar at Kaizer Chiefs, you've been earning literally nothing. So you move from zero to, let's say, 50,000 rand a month. Mm. But trust me, you're a human being. You're going to lose your mind.
It's not even losing your mind. We are human. And that's why they said within the development, there are structures. You don't just walk as a baby. You have to roll and then crawl and then start walking. So that it's a psychological thing as well. I was talking to someone yesterday, and she really said, you know, there's a psychological aspect in this thing. There's no way someone who is family have never seen 100,000 rand. He's the first individual who sees 2 million rand within a year. Obviously, that's too much pressure on that one. And also, so for me, it's also that financial education, you know. And we should have that. You know, when I saw PSL, they had... I think they were running, like, the players, they were coming in, I think during COVID or just after COVID, where they had certain classes. And I thought, this is the right direction. Yes. You know, this is the right thing. This is where we should be going. And it shouldn't be a once-off. It's a continuation.
Ongoing.
It can't be today, this year, and then we'll do it 5 years later. You know what I mean? But there is a shock. There is a system shock. Anyone will be shocked to come from... A shack, and then suddenly you live in a very urban, well-developed place, and then everyone celebrates you. You become this so-called celebrity. Everyone just sees you as their god. You know, if I could say so. For me, there's a lot. There are a number of things that needs to be looked at, but I'm glad that we have a new generation that is able to sustain themselves. We've had issues. I'm also a victim of being taken to court a number of times. The fortunate part is that I understood I had the background of the law. That's when I realized if I didn't have this, I would have been one of the players that is humiliated on social media and on our newspapers.
And we wouldn't want that. At any stage. All right. I see you on the YouTube channel. We're going to try and fix that. A lot of you saying that the volume is a little bit low. So let's try and dig into that and see if we can't sort that particular problem out. We got plenty of tributes, though, coming through from a lot of people that you've interacted with.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Mr. Marawa. Good evening, Pablo. I know you as Pablo, but the rest of the country know you as Pa. But wow, what a privilege it is for me to pay tribute to your legendary status, obviously, in South African football. I don't think you could have achieved more than what you have. I mean, You played for a season or two in Belgium. You played for the national team. You played for big teams in South Africa. And, you know, I shared the pitch with you as a teammate for I think, 1.5 seasons at Sundowns. And wow, what a privilege it was to play with you. I don't want to talk about your qualities because that head of yours is already so big. You know, both of us have big heads. So yeah, no, man, I just wanted to pay tribute to you and just appreciate you also for the influence that you had on my career with sharing the pitch. I know you were always big on nutrition. And that's where I learned from you. You know, you were a fantastic example. Always helping me as a player, guiding me as I was a young boy moving into Sundowns. But, you know, it's all about you. And I'm paying tribute to you. And I just want to say I really appreciate what you did for me personally and obviously what you did and showcasing your talent for the rest of South Africa to see. And like I said earlier, I don't think you could have achieved more than what you have achieved in your career. And I'm sure you can look back with a smile, you know. People don't see the hard work that you put in, but I managed to experience that and see that on a day-to-day basis. And wow, like I said, you didn't put a foot wrong in your career. And yeah, like I said, I just want to appreciate you for what you did. And I hope everything is well with you after football. I know you're a lawyer now. I'm looking somebody for representation in the near future. I'll pick up the phone and phone you. But I hope you're enjoying life off the field. But yeah. Like I said, fantastic career, fantastic human being also on top of that. And like I said, you couldn't have achieved more in your career than what you did. All the best going forward. And yeah, this is your friend and teammate, Kurt Lenkies. Shout Pablo, shout Mr. Marawa. Keep well. Cheers, bye.
Pablo. Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah, no. Thanks, Lenkies. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, he's correct, man. He joined us at Sundowns. Yeah. I think he was coming from Umvelas or something, a lower team, lower division. But he was a great gentleman.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing for me when I saw him coaching, from straight from playing to coaching,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, wow, this is massive. It's rare in South Africa. I said, this is massive. It's and I saw his coaching qualities
yeah.
when he was at Chipa. Then I thought, well done, my man. This is a new generation. These are the things that I wanted to see. You know, these are the things that I've always aspired to witness. You know, and there's more. There are more things that I still want to witness. But he's a great gentleman, and thank you so much for your kind and your encouragement words.
I know that the previous message from Hulifelang spoke about the favorite team.
I think it didn't say my favorite team. The team that is. That
the eye.
Yeah, while they are playing,
yeah.
I think Pirates have done well. It's just that the last few games, we didn't see much of them besides the game, the Nedbank game.
Mm.
But at the beginning, they were marvelous to watch. They had few individuals that are exceptionally incredible. Your Mukwenas, your Ditos, your. But the one that I really, really like is that center back. Every time I see him, I'm like, this is old John. This is old John. This is the new, the young old John. Sometimes I'm like, while I was, at some point I played the center back, by the way. So I'm like, yo, I see myself in this man. When I was a center back. But is it Sesame? Sesame, ne? He's great to watch. He's the next big thing. If he looks after himself and if he takes his career seriously, he's the next big thing, yeah. Not only in South Africa, in the world.
No,
and then obviously there are other teams that I've watched. I think AmaZulu, they're up and down. One game they're playing exceptionally well. The other game, you know, you're like, this is not the team I watched a week ago. Obviously Sundowns will never disappoint you. SuperSport is starting to click. They were really struggling at the beginning. Obviously Stellenbosch, consistency, and then TX Galaxy, a very dedicated team, hardworking team.
They surprised a lot of people, though. I mean, you were talking about who features there at the back at Pirates. I also see the CBC name as it pops up, and I see his dedication, man. That man never stops running. You know, now Dino's there, and Dino's also brought a different classic style of play, overlapping tracks back again to do the defending. So I just think they've got a beautiful mixed bag at the back for Orlando Pirates. Spakatla.
Friday nights, always. This is how we do it. About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Good evening to the listeners. Good evening to the studio. Here's Musin Ertugal speaking. Yeah, I need to go back a little bit to my memory lane with Subi Siso. I think he's one of the structural players that we have in South African football. On those years when I was with Chiefs, I remember when we scouted and looked for the new season, which player we can actually get in to get the team better, in a better level. Obviously not only the skillful as well, well, very much important, the players that has the IQ and been very structured in the game approach. And Sibu Siso was a player like that. So it catch my eye when we watch a couple of games from him. And obviously I couldn't work with him that time with Chiefs. But I was very influential behind the scenes to get him on the list with the analysis of on how can he help the team to get a better level. So I think he had a great years when he came on to a club that really, I say, on those years had very much success. And yeah, I had the privilege to him with him to work in the last couple of months only, and I must say I enjoyed it. His football IQ and obviously as well the communication. I love to have with this type of players a lot of communication in to get the feedback also what is happening on the dynamics on the field. We can all analyze to pieces, but in the end the game has very much often a chaotic situations which the players are permanently under pressure to take decisions. And then obviously a player like Subi Siso is a very important, vital player for any coach. I wish him a great, great journey after football. I know that he is one of those kind of people that has, during the football time, have studied and already looked beyond football. And I know that he will be very successful in anything what he do. My greetings to you guys and hope to see you soon.
Coach Musin Ertugral.
It's crazy, Rob. This is one of the craziest things. Eh? So while I was at SuperSport, Chiefs wanted me. I remember, you know, kickoff used to then they would put another player's head on someone else's, within the team. So I still have that at home where I was part of the team, but they couldn't get me at the time. And Shaba gave me a story. Shaba told me a story at some point. He says, you know what? Every time Machine Ertugral want to make an example, your name will pop up. Like, yeah, that guy from Sibu, that guy from SuperSport, Siboni Sokatla. You must be like him. So I think he adores me. Like he wanted, like he said, I think he wanted me. Unfortunately, things didn't go well. And when I joined Ajax, that was late in my career. I was not the same anymore. I was frustrated. There was so much frustration. And I was not even, I think I had like 6 months without playing football. I think I was never the same at the time. But
but he was determined. I remember when you joined Ajax, he says, it doesn't matter how much football he has played or not played. He knows your football brain. And he said he's gonna play you.
I so wish I can work with him. I mean, even as a coach or within his space where he is, because I know he sits in some of these FIFA committees.
Yes,
if I'm not wrong. So I wish that I can work with him even. Outside of that, but one thing I liked about him is similar to Peter, Coach Peter Musiman. They are very, very. They love the game. They love the game, and you can see the passion. You know, sometimes if you don't understand them, you will then, you know, feel frightened and be shy. But he's a passionate man, and he loves the game. And I was fortunate to work with him, I think 4 months or something. But I mean, we can always do things even post my playing time. So I mean, he's a good man.
Sure, Rico. Hope grand. I just wanted to let you know, Njamukuthi, I appreciate every little time and opportunity that we spent both Bafana Bafana and Kaizer Chiefs. And then I wanted you to know, Kuthi, all the hard work that you've put and contributed into my career in helping me. For instance, I'm not sure if you know, Kuthi, me and Ushaba did not really like a gym. We used to do it because nje, it was one of those things that we needed to do. But sharing a change room now and people like Abu Morgan, Tsepo Masilela, Bennett Parker, that really, really made an effort and then were focused on doing gym. You made me fell in love with the gym and then realized the importance Yakon, and wanted to also know you to know what I appreciate you. You wish you well with your new journey in the field that you have graduated in, and congratulations. Thank you, Rico. Hola.
Yeah. Let's run you. And I'm going to get you to respond in a second.
I hope you're well, my brother. Obviously, people will know private conversations, but a big thank you. Not many people know. In my first season, obviously, you know, you were one of the senior guys that sat me down and gave me, you know, some very, very encouraging words in terms of how to handle your money, what to do, not to follow these guys that always chase fancy cars and to invest and so on and so forth. Always very grateful for your direction on and off the field. On the field, honestly, an incredible leader, strong man, hardworking. You know, you truly, truly inspired me when I arrived at Supersport, and we're fortunate enough to win some things together. And thank you for everything that you have done in football and for me. Thank you, my brother. Cheers.
Bongani Khumalo, again, I'll give you a chance to respond.
Good evening, Bra Rob. Good evening to the listeners, and good evening to the legend himself sitting there in front of you, Bra Rob. Sponiso Gatka has always shown professionalism since the start of his career. I've always followed him during the national team, to the ranks of the national team. He has always showed professionalism. He has always had a lean, fit body. And then from there on, he went overseas. He came back, played with me at Kaizer Chiefs, first in the gym and last to leave after doing his injury prevention exercises. And what a true professional. He was a modern professional. And we learned a lot from him by him showing example to us, being exemplary. He is a true legend. And then also spent some great time with him at Bafana Bafana as well. My man, we have made so much great memories together at the national team. He also assisted a couple of goals as well in the national team and as well at Kaizer Chiefs. We won together, we fought together, we came together, and I am really, really, really inspired by him. Also him educating himself throughout his career as well. It has also inspired me also to educate myself also while playing. He is the modern professional, and what a top, top, top gent. I just want to wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and what you are doing is truly, truly inspirational. Mr. Gatka, and what you have done in South African football, you have played a great part. You've done so great. You've played a significant role. May your legacy live on, my brother. And I just want to wish you all the best in the future, and hope to see you soon so we can recreate memories after football. This is Bernard Parker. God bless.
Oh man, what a giant of SA football, giving flowers to another great of SA football. And that is why we call it a Legends Night, because we have to sing the praises of individuals like Pakaka. Say to them, tell them to their faces how great they were, how great they still are today. Because if we don't do that, we will always be guilty of holding back, or maybe even umona. I'll put it at that. So there's a guy like Bernard Parker who comes in. There's Moshe Netogirl that's popped in. There's Yeele Tsurunyane that's popped in. There's Bongani Khumalo. In summary, because we've only got 3 minutes left, how do you summarize just those tributes?
I think it's important also I've always wanted to perpetually engage in the pursuit of self-improvement, you know? I've always wanted to have this full, to exercise my full potential as a human being, not as a sport person, as a human being. That's why when you hear, when you listen to Bongane, he's not talking about football, talking about life.
And how you helped him.
How I helped him.
And how the economics of football, you helped him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Bongane was great. Bongane came from good family. Bongane was great. Bongane was a good guy. He's unbelievable. He's one person that, I mean, he gave everything in the field, in the pitch. He gave everything. He exerted himself. He was great. Bennett Parker was marvelous to watch. It was great to play with these guys. But the most important thing is that we have a duty and obligation. We shouldn't be blaming sometimes the system. We know it exists, but we can then amend it. We can change some of the things that we feel that needs to be changed for the benefit of the next guys, the new generation, the current and the next. So it is our duty. It is my duty. I've always understood that you have a duty to do more so that the next people, the next generation, will then be able to come into a field, in a field that is already been structured correctly and well. So I have that obligation, I have that duty, even if they tell you that I was the first and the last to leave training, because if I don't do it, then no one is inspired to do it. So when I started doing it, and then I had people joining me, you know, we had leaders like Abu Morgan. Morgan was fantastic. So you don't ask Morgan to do extra things. Morgan, it's natural for him. But you had young players, Abu Estienne, who couldn't understand this thing. But then they followed through. They wanted to do, you know, extra work. They wanted to better their condition. So it's my duty, and I'm not moving away from football. It's my duty, my obligation to continue to pursue this full potential, to pursue this, I mean, self-actualization, not to be defined by another human being.
Sure.
Hi, Rob Napa. I just want to say big up to Usman Sokata. I remember him at Supersport. He was going to school. And even when he went to Mamelodi Sundowns, he also attended school. Kaizer Chiefs did the same. That is why we see him where he is. So we say big up to him for not misusing his money, but he used it to go to school. I think now those he played with, they're wishing they had done the same. But it's not late. They can do it. Big up, it's Petros from Applegate.
Petros, thank you so much indeed. I thought let's end it off with a positive message, though, and he's giving you all the flowers that you deserve in this world. And I thank you so much indeed for being consistent in being with us in this journey, but also, you know, treating it as a safe space where you've been vulnerable at times. And we appreciate that, because your lessons are other people's lessons. Your lessons teach other people that haven't even ventured even a fraction of how far you've come or gone. And I can only wish you everything of the best. And I know that you're such a driven person that all of these things, the success that you wish for yourself, will happen.
I hope so. But I will continue to and working at, I will exact myself. I will do the same principle that I've always, employ in my life. Repetition. Never changes.
Repetition.
Yeah.
Repetition works.
Yeah.
Keep us posted, please. Keep us posted, please.
We'll try.
We are very invested in your success, sir. No. Keep us posted. Have a great weekend. Bakakla. And God bless, man.
No, thanks. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the kind and the encouragement and the
always.
Yeah, the kind words. Thank you so much, guys.
Always. Guys, have a super weekend, man. Mm. What a time with this man. Tune in again on Monday, Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.